Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hey buzzards! This week I'm talking to the absolutely brilliant comedy actor Kyle Smith-Bino. You've seen him in lead roles in pretty much everything funny on the box just now. He's in Ghosts. Oh god, it's so good. Ghosts is so good. Stathlets, Flats, Man Like Mobeen, just to mention a few. Please, can I first of all though honk, thank you. Thank you for being into Hoovering. You're ace for that. And you can tell someone else about the podcast if you like. I'd like it. One way to do that is simply to subscribe to the podcast. It also means it pops up in your podcasty inbox without you having to do anything every week. The new one does. Give it a 5-star review. That helps other people find it. Or just say, hello, other person. Have you heard about this podcast called Hoovering? Those are my favourite things that any of you can do as a favour. Also, if you want to do helping the podcast with your actual money, that's possible. If you wanted to do like a one-off Christmas tenor, you could just go to supporter.acast.com/hoovering. Or if you want to support in a regular way, you can become my patron. Go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod. And in exchange for your monthly money there, from as little as £2, you'll get all sorts of things, from guest recipes to lots and lots and lots of exclusive content, to discount tickets to live shows and virtual live shows and all of that gubbins. I have got some really exciting news for you guys. Next week, the podcast comes out, as you know, on Fridays. And next Friday is Christmas Day. So guess who my guest is. It's Santa. Santa, please. Actual fucking Santa. I'm even going to try and swear less so that children can listen without too much trauma. And I'm hoping to get it out that episode, maybe on Christmas Eve, just in case some of you, like, weirdly wouldn't want to listen to a podcast on Christmas Day. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Anyway, I hear you, so I'm going to try and get it out a day early. I can't believe that Santa has given up some of his time in this. He couldn't be busier right now prepping, but I've managed to wangle a Hoovering chat with him. Feeling pretty excited about it. Last bit of admin, if you want to try Oddbox and you're in the London-ish area, you can get 10 off your first box if you want using a link in my podcast notes or in the bio on Twitter if you're following at the Hoovering Pod, which makes your first box only a few quid. There are fruit and veg box company who get stuff that supermarkets have rejected because it's either slightly wonky or like a little bit skew-iff or a bit too big or a little bit small, like basically just perfectly brilliant fruit and veg that's either been surplus or too imperfect for a supermarket. They're so amazing. And that I know they're doing a Christmas box. I don't know if you'll be in time for that if you're listening to this, but anyway, enough of that. Okie dokie, trollops, let's have a hoovering, shall we? Me and Kyle are on the Zooms, and at the time of recording, we were in lockdown too. So what we did is we both sourced a cake or two from somewhere or someone local to us in a distance takeaway safe style. And we wolfed them down in the comfort of our own homes with deep, deep joy, as you all hear.
Got a hot chocolate with a little bit of Bailey's in it.
Oh, yes! That is self-care, isn't it? Hot chocolate with a little bit of Bailey's.
Just a
little bit of Bailey's in it. You know, it's Christmas. You know, Christmas is looming when you're a little bit of... And did you make the hot chocolate yourself?
No, I didn't. No. I bought it.
Did you get it from someone? Because I am big into, like... the novelty Christmas flavours of stuff from shops. I never have been before. I think lockdown's made it worse. But this year, I've become obsessed with... I've got a Costa near my house. And they do a Terry's Chocolate Orange Hot Chocolate. Yes, please! And then they do... the most exciting thing, in my opinion, is a coffee called the Purple One. And it's in worship of the Purple Quality Street. With the hazelnut and the caramel. And it smells exactly like it. And if you get a kind cashier, they give you an actual purple one with the latte.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is nice.
I had one for the first time the weekend before last, and I have thought about it on the hour, every hour, every day since. like a crush, when you get a little bit obsessed with someone. I've got that, but about a drink.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't sold on the chocolate orange one.
Weren't you?
The purple one that I'm into.
Okay, so where'd you get your hot chocolate from for today?
Today is from a place called Little Hudson, which is like a little independent cafe around my way.
Where's your way?
Like by Royal Docks. Know where XL is.
Yeah, I do. Wicked.
Yeah, right next to there.
Great. In the Docklands.
Yeah. So they got a little cafe, which is right next to a Starbucks, which is weird, but...
good on him, I think.
I guess it gives people the moral decision.
Yeah.
You look at it and go, do I want to help the vultures?
I know, it's tough, isn't
or
it?
I'm nice guys.
I once bought a hot dog from like one of those really dodgy, gross hot dog, like oblong bits of metal that men sell big, long, weird, long, big, like grizzly sausages off. Because he'd had the audacity to set up... in the doorway of Burger King in Piccadilly.
Oh, wow.
It just felt like such a baller move on my stinky onion and like horrific God knows what animal sausage, but in the doorway of Burger King, we were like, why not?
Yeah, might as well.
But then shortly after that, I got arrested. But that's another story.
Is it a separate story?
No, it's the same story, actually. It was because of the sausages. We were lagged. There was four of us, and I was 22 years old. So it was a while ago now. And some police came over and very roughly arrested the hot dog seller for his audacity.
Right.
And one of my friends got a bit chippy with them and was a bit like, why are you arresting him? You know, he's not done anything wrong. And then they surrounded us, these policemen, and it was so aggressive. But my friend was just saying things, nothing, no swears or anything, but saying things like, what harm are you preventing? What service are you providing? And then pretending to grind some pepper. So just sort of low-level wind-ups, but they weren't having any of it. And they arrested him. And I had very lots of tolerance in the tank, and then bang, none. And I was like...
right.
What are you fucking doing? You arrested him for nothing? What are you trying to make up for? And did a sort of symbol of a tiny dick. And I got arrested quite reasonably for quite an aggressive outburst. Whereas my friend Chris should never have been arrested. But in fairness to Chris, he had the kahunas on him to never pay his fine. I dutifully paid £80 to be released the next morning from that cell.
Oh, wow.
It's the naughtiest thing I've ever done, and it's the first story I've told you, Kyle. I'm sorry.
Other than that,
I'm a very good girl. tell me about your cake, please.
So this is a cupcake from... I've got a friend who makes cakes, and It's her business is called Rodney's Cupcake House. No, Rodney's Cake House.
Yes.
And this one, I believe, is some sort of cinnamon situation because there's a cinnamon roll on top.
Oh my god, that looks amazing! A tiny cinnamon roll on top of the cream, on top of the cupcake.
Yeah. And so this very day, she sent me a box of cupcakes. And wants me review them. And I'll do one of them right here.
Right here, right now. What, do another one on the old social media?
Yeah.
Oh, Rodney's. I can't wait to hear what Rodney's cake tastes like.
On her Instagram, she does very, very creative cakes.
Wicked!
And during lockdown, she made a cake that looked exactly like a pineapple.
Oh.
To the point where I couldn't tell that it was a pineapple out of a group of pineapples.
That's amazing.
Like, yeah, it was incredible.
That is very, very cool. Yeah. I've gone full pig. I've gone deep pig. Because I went to, there's a cake shop at the end of my road. I'm in Catford, and an independent one, and I've never been in it. And it's the sort of place I walk past all the time and go, ugh. And I wondered whether they maybe only did, it's called Cakes and Kitchen, and I wondered whether they maybe only did like big ass cakes for weddings and shit. Right. But then I noticed they did have like some little oblongs and round ones on trays inside. And then I couldn't choose, so I got two. I'm not going to eat two massive cakes, but
Oreo situation.
And
what's that one?
All the man said was caramel, and I was like, yeah, caramel. And he went caramel. It looks like Victoria sponge with layers of caramel. What's it called? A milfoy? What's it called? Where you've got like an oblong with like layers of lush shit? Is that
Viennetta?
With like a what?
Viennetta.
Viennetta, yeah, it's like a cake Viennetta. It is a cake Viennetta.
Yeah.
It goes cake, caramel cream, cake, caramel cream, cake, caramel cream, and then like a layer of like glossy caramel, and then some piped caramel looking cream, two more teasers, and a surfboard of chocolate.
Okay, yes.
Which one of those are you most jealous of?
Either. I think there's too much caramel in the caramel for me. I'd go Oreo.
Okay. I mean, what I'm going to do is taste both.
Yeah,
and see how sick I feel as the chat goes on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go in because I just don't want to be thinking about it and not really concentrating on what you're saying while it's sat in front of me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going caramel first because I am least excited about caramel. Whoa.
And what was it called?
So soft. The shop was called Cakes and Kitchen, but on the leaflet it says Cinnamon Cakes and Kitchen.
Ah.
And if this is lush, which I think it's going to be, I am going to use them to make like celebration cakes that I haven't got time for.
Mm.
Right. Also, they have boldly set up opposite, what's that chain of like ice cream place? Casper, is it? Everywhere. Yeah, they've set up opposite them, so I kind of want them to do well. I'm going in. I've got a big mouthful. I'm going in, and then you have to try yours. Deal?
Yes.
Okay.
Deal.
Ah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's really nice. It's not too caramelly. It's surprisingly light, like light.
Like gatto vibes.
Yeah, it's like dangerous to
die. I do love that.
It's like there's a tiny gooiness, but it's not that. It's not too sweet. It's like a cloud once it's in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, please. Yeah, I'm really into
I know that. Exactly what you mean. That I like those a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm not into chocolate so much.
Okay.
So a lot of gattos are chocolate.
Mm.
Aside from the, which, what about that Victoria sponge gatto? Is that a thing? I feel like I was just.
No, I know what you mean, where it's like cream and strawberries or raspberries,
yes,
basically.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
I know the guy.
So that is my favourite. No, that's not my favourite. My favourite is Black Forest gatto, which is chocolate.
Yeah, but so much cherries.
But that's the only chocolate that I'm into.
Really? What, you're just not... So if someone said, thank you for your kindness, here's a bar of dairy milk, you'd be like, no, thank you.
I'd be like, who am I going to give this to?
Oh, God. I wish we'd become friends sooner.
Every time.
Yeah. I'm here for you in that capacity. I'm here for you. I'm reaching out and I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Please, can you devour a piece of and tell me about your cinnamon cupcake?
I'm very excited about this, actually. I want to show you the whole box.
It's so beautiful. Please show me the whole box.
Because there are various cases here, and there are some designs that I can't actually really work out. Okay, hang on. I'm trying to do this without it falling
apart. Oh, God, it's glorious. Oh, wow, they look awesome.
That's like a
next
apple.
Level shit, isn't it?
One's very, like an upside down ice cream. There's all sorts going on. Some of it has got, there's some alcohol in two of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't need that when you've got a bit of Baileys in your hot chop.
It's very exciting. I've got a review
over
the next few minutes.
That is
a lovely thing to do.
Get it. You know, career wise, things are going all right, don't you, when people send you free shit like that to eat?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you're doing them a favour.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have a go at this.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get a bit of each in one bite.
Okay. It's good to watch. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing to watch the dry cake go.
That is incredible.
Oh, you could just tell it was. Your eyes did something. Your eyes were like, ooh. Happy
every
eyes.
Part of this I could have by itself as well.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, like I'm not. I'm not really into icing or cream on fake. Like I love just a plain cake, like a marble cake. Give me a marble cake.
Really?
Just a marble cake straight out of the packet.
Where do you stand? Where do you stand with if you, a little bit of marzipan involved? What would your reaction
no,
be to
not
a batter?
Really, please.
No,
I'd rather not.
Okay,
but like this.
Yeah.
This has got quite a lot of cream. It's not just plain cream. It's like, there's something going on in there.
Yeah.
Some sort of flavour, maybe some vanilla flavours happening.
Mm.
And then the cinnamon roll by itself. I could just have that by itself.
Yeah.
But the actual cake as well.
It's the cinnamon roll. What's that made out of? Is that made out of a tiny cinnamon roll?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my fucking God. That is next level cake. That is cupcake. That is, is this friend, I don't know, have they applied for Bake Off?
I don't know, she
They'd
has,
probably
actually.
Have to go on Professionals, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Which is a rough ride, actually, a rougher ride. They're crueler on there. Oh, God, yes, please.
That was incredible.
I do need a little break, actually, before I try my Oreo one. But I'm definitely getting my sweaty mitts on one of them that you've got another time. Say scrum diddly umptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrum diddly umptious.
I don't think I could have done hot chocolate with this. This cake action over here. There's too much sweetness. I needed a cup of tea to sort of...
Right.
Punch through it with a little bit of sort of hotness, but freshness. I should have I tempted to have even gone Earl Grey, which is a very... It's a very rare preference for me.
Really? Like I'm not a tea man. Or coffee. I like cold drinks, really.
Yeah.
I'm not a hot drinks boy. When I was younger, it was all hot Ribena.
Hot Ribena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say when I was younger. I mean, I still have hot Ribenas.
Just writing down the phrase, not a hot drinks boy, because I just... Right. Just think that's a really nice like tagline for maybe when you do wrestling or not a hot drinks boy. Don't know why I enjoyed you saying it so much. Not a hot drinks boy. Hot Ribena makes me think of being ill as a kid or...
Oh, yeah.
Or like hungover in the winter as an adult.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think it was just... Well, I remember being livid that my cousin was allowed hot Ribena in a milk bottle when we... It's probably one of my earliest memories, being like, why is she allowed that?
Right.
We're nearly four. but there we go. No, I think that was a cake. My mum is a complete snob about squash. Whenever,
really?
Yeah, so, and actually, I would, you know, I'd laugh about it and be like, what a snob, but there's no squash in my house.
Right.
I know I like squash. And I don't live with my mum. I live with my child. I'm a future wife. That's mad, isn't it? That actually my mum's like, gosh, squash.
Really?
Has probably gone in somewhere, so I'm not having squash as much as I want.
Go out and treat yourself to a bottle of Vimto.
Oh, Oh, yes.
Because we always think of Ribena and we go for Ribena, but we forget how nice Vimto is.
I think that Vimto is to Ribena what Dr. Pepper is to Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
It's the thing, but that tastes of more. It just tastes of more. It's so exciting comparatively. On a scale of like 1 to 10, how much do you care about eating and drinking? I feel like we've very easily found out a number of sort of preferences here and some quite rogue ones, Kyle, in terms of the disinterest in chocolate.
When I found out that Corona gives you, possibly gets rid of your taste of sense and smell, I then took it seriously. That's when I was like, right, I don't want that. I was like, the breathing stuff.
Dream guest for a podcast about eating is someone who fears a lack of taste and smell above and beyond death.
Yes.
It is a worse fate, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I have had it, I haven't known I've had it.
Right.
And I've not lost my sense of taste or smell. It does sound surreal. And some of the stuff that people have done who've lost their sense to check, you know, to chomping raw garlic and, you know. And there have been some fascinating stories of people sort of realising how many things that they, especially drinks like herbal teas and stuff, were only ever just a smell. Like, because they got the phantom smell of it. In fact, squash was one thing a friend said that she was like, she was sure she could smell squash, but it was just the memory of the smell of squash.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad it's
devastating, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And like, quite a few of my friends don't feel like that. I've got a few friends who are just like, eat anything or just eat anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm quite particular. And I'm like, I'm not. Not to an annoying level, but I do like to tailor make some of my food options in restaurants.
Right, really?
So I will ask if they could do that, but without that, and maybe add that on it.
Yeah. Have you ever had a waiter come back and says, the chef says, can you kiss my dick?
Yourself.
We put a lot of effort and entire careers rather than training into this. Can you please swivel?
I haven't. I think the worst response I've had from a waiter was someone. So I don't like lemon or lime.
Right.
And I like, even in things where people are like, no, you won't taste it. Yes, I will taste it. Right. I hate lemon and lime. So I was in a cocktail bar and I asked for Mai Tai, but I asked if they could do with no lemon and lime. Mm-hmm. And the waiter was like, oh, it'll be really sweet. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. Like, really, with no lemon, no lime? No, just without, please. It's not free mix, is it? No. So you could just, if you just leave it out, that'll be fine. Okay, sure. It is going to be really sweet. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, God.
Just however it is, that's cool. Went away, came back, brought the drink and went, here's a drink, will be sweet.
Did you hurt him?
He stood there and like watched me, like waited for me to try it. And he was like, sweet? And I was like, no, it's fine.
He could have just put ground up sugar lumps in there and you'd have had to have gone, I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for my delicious drink. had to love it, didn't you, after that?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, God, I hate it so much when people do that, like triple checking that you're going to be all right, that you know what it is you've...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've never ordered, I kind of get before. It if you want to order, if you want to check once that they're like, you do know that that's...
Yeah.
And that's annoying enough. But to keep checking with you, oh, dear. Yeah.
And when he came back as well. That's the bit that I was like, because I was already like, what was that about? Anyway, it's coming now. And then he came over and was like, sweet.
Oh dear, people just know him better. So you're an actor.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. But I want to know whether you have, inevitably you will have, but have you ever had to eat anything particularly memorable as part of some acting?
I on Stath Series 2, Stath Let's Fat Series 2, I ate a lot of sandwiches.
Did you? A lot of takes of the same scene? Or you had a...
same scene, yeah.
Right, okay.
And I remember art department asking me what I want in my, as my sandwich. And I just said, plain old ham and cheese. But it wasn't the ham and cheese that got me, it was the bread that was like, after four, it's that, it's very claggy.
Was it white bread? Like white
bread.
Yeah, it does go like gelatinous, doesn't it, after a while? Yeah. Your teeth know what's going to hit it. And they're, and they're like, I'm going to let this sink right on in. Right on in, all the gaps, and right up in.
It did.
Oh, dear.
And
oh, love.
I did a small independent film in 2013 that's still not out yet. And
as is the way. I'm so mad how that happens.
And I had to, I mean, this isn't eating, but it is some form of consumption, I guess.
Yeah.
I had to snort baby milk powder.
Oh, God, as if it was delicious drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And I didn't actually know that that's how they did it.
Right.
But yeah, that's what I had to snort. And that was a very new experience for me, who had never snorted anything before.
Yeah.
And
but what happens with the baby milk powder? Do you cry it?
Well, they put Vaseline in the nose so that it doesn't, so that some of it gets stuck on the Vaseline rather than it all getting stuck up your nose. But,
oh, God.
Yeah, it was a very new experience for me. It was all coming down the back of my throat. And I was like, what, people do this for fun? It was
God.
A lot. But I had to do that a few times.
Oh, which mate.
Was difficult. And don't know if it was worth it because never seen the film.
It's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
For a dare, as a teenager, snorted vodka. I know.
Wow.
I grew up in the countryside and we didn't have a lot to do. I think it was about 12 or 13. I can't believe it. And it was me and like the other like least rebellious one of my mates. We snorted vodka and I remember it sort of burning and like getting really red eyes where it was trying to come out my eyeballs.
Mm.
And it burnt, like burning my eyes and nose, and then that was that. And I'm fine. I can see and I can smell. But have you had a COVID test? I had my first COVID test for a job last week. And and so many people have said to me, it's bad. Like, it's really bad. It's right up the nose. It's right up, like, it's really bad. And I was like, actually, I think that snorting the vodka put me in great stead. Because it was nowhere near as bad as that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had a few and they vary.
Right.
The one that I had last Thursday was the worst thing that's happened in inside my nose.
Oh, really? It was the nose bit that hurt you?
That was the nose bit. She went for it.
Oh, God.
Like javelin to the back of my brain. And I did it again today, this morning.
Oh, really?
For this job that I'm going out to do. And, she was, it's like she just tickled it a little bit.
Mm.
It was lovely. I was like, where were you last week? Bloody hell.
I think I got a really nice bloke who was like, whatever you do, it can't be as bad as... He just basically must have been telling everybody he was testing that day. But the week before, he'd had to do everyone in a theatre.
Right.
A big theatre. And two people had puked on his shoes.
What?
The gag reflex of the throat.
No, he must have been lingering that day.
Well, because he'd said that, it was in my mind, so I did one tiny like, but it was just super, it was like the idea of a gag, it wasn't a proper gag.
Right.
Oh, man. Anyway, can't believe it. I always, on this podcast about eating, at some point end up getting onto shit, but I can't believe I've got onto gagging so quickly in it. That's quite new. So on set, I think, people assume that when you're on set for something like, you know, anything on television or a film, that the food is pretty bad, like school dinner's bad. But my experience has been, it's pretty snazzy these days. Would you agree?
We've had some stinkers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I won't say which, but I will say that Ghost Series 2 was probably up there with some of the best KRN that I've had.
That's exciting.
That was because of complaints about Ghost Series 1.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie, I hear you.
But the Series 2 care room was incredible. There were some choices that were quite adventurous.
I like that when you know that someone pretty bold and eccentric has been in charge of,
yeah.
Of the menu. The
game pie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It was called game pie. And on the board, on the lunch board, it was written Daffy Bugs. Daffy, Bugs, Squirrel and Pigeon.
Oh, gosh. And just to make it really, just to really infantilize and make it cute, the contents of your, wow. I'm trying to get some Oreo one.
I did feel quite, I felt bad for them because everyone avoided it.
Oh, did they?
But they'd written ghosts on the pie.
Right.
Oh. And I was like, oh, they've gone to, and I tried it.
Mm.
It was actually quite nice.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that Oreo cake is nice, but it just takes a bit more of like just cream.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yummy.
Is it? It looked like it had a Oreo base as well.
No. Yeah. There's Oreos through most of the cream.
Right.
But this is a simple thing, I think. It's just a chocolate sponge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
right.
There is an Oreo on the roof, but I think I'm gonna. Well, I might eat that. I don't know.
Yeah,
how hard is it still? It's gone a bit soft. I don't care. Oh, yeah. Game pie, flip neck.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think compared to the prawn casserole that we had the series before, game pie is not that bad.
Prawns. I have an ex who used to phone up his proper job and phone in sick by saying, I've had a bad prawn.
Did it work every time?
Yeah, every time.
Really?
I've had a bad prawn.
And people are like, oh, I know what that's like. Don't bother coming.
Everybody's been there, haven't they? Everyone who's tried a prawn has had a bad prawn.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I've never asked an actor this before. And you feel free to say, none of your business, or I don't know.
No, I never will.
Have you ever had to change your eating massively to change your body for an acting part? And would you, / could you, do that, do you reckon?
I've never had to do that. I've never been asked to do that.
Got the perfect bod, Kyle.
I don't have I've never had a role that requires it, I think.
Yeah.
But I'd like to.
Really?
Yeah, I did a pilot with Kay Van Novak called The Gym. Mm-hmm. And I've worked on pretty much all of his pilots. So I knew that I was going to be doing it. But he was like, if we get the series, you're going to have to get in the gym.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, cool. Because presumably they'd have to get you a PT. And you know, I think this, it's funny.
It'll be good for my holiday pics.
Yeah. Yeah. Quickly take 5 years worth of holiday pics in that nice 3-month window.
That's it. Yeah. Get it all done.
Get some different outfits in. Make this look like it's, do some aging up.
Do a haul.
Get some grey spray. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just hone in on that window of time.
Exactly.
I'd be absolutely fine with the gym element of anything, but I would hate to be told I can't have very much to eat. And I've heard some horror stories of people getting jobs in America. More women, actually, if I'm honest, but like women who are already small, who are like up for a part as a scientist who's going to be in a lab coat through the whole thing, but still end up getting like all the PT stuff that they're like, okay, great, thanks. That's But then having to get their like skin pinched on a Zoom, you know, and be like, oh, no, she's still too fat. Like, fuck that. I'd lose my mind if I was put on a diet for a role, unless, I don't know, I don't think I could ever do it. But I'd like to be like, I'd like to have to get really strong.
Yeah. How do you find Edinburgh when you've done it before? How do you find the eating and the...
Yeah, the more grown up I've got, the better it's all got. But I do find I don't hit it hard. I think my first few Edinburghs, it's just out so late because you've got all this adrenaline. So I didn't get hangovers. So you just sort of slowly drinking all night until 5 a.m. And then getting up in the afternoon, like your whole day shifts 6-7 hours later. And so obviously then I find in Edinburgh, the adrenaline always makes me just, for me, the lowest appetite I'll have at any other time.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm too buzzing to be very hungry, which is very weird for me. I find it every year I'm shocked by it, and every year I should know it's coming. It's like, weird. Like, you know, I'll be like 5 mouthfuls into something delicious and be like, oh no, I'm full. Like, I want that. So my body does that, a very weird sort of, well, I suppose it's just physiological, isn't it? Just happens. Right. But I think there's incredible places to eat up there. Yeah. So now, you know, now that I'm not like, I'm going to be out. Also, I've often got my kid up for the whole month. My treat things to do in Edinburgh include going for amazing seafood and amazing things that are done brilliantly up there. How about you?
I seem to be eating at every possible opportunity.
Really?
There was one Edinburgh I was doing 3 shows.
Oh my God. Well, you must have been starving.
I was just eating in between every one of them. Yeah. Because there was always like a nice place nearby the like a different venue. Apart from on Cowgate. That's where I'm like, nah, I'm not getting any food down there. Aside from that. No, actually, saying that, there's a place called OX184. On Cowgate, which is really nice.
I think I've had a lot. Do you know what I think I had for the first time there that now are everywhere? Halloumi fries.
Yeah, probably. They have that kind of vibe of stuff.
Yeah. I've had a pint in there in the afternoon with some halloumi fries with like some really nice, tangy, some kind of red thing that wasn't just ketchup to dip it in and was like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love giving. Also, the other place on Cowgate that's not quite on it, but if you go right down the bottom where it joins up with the Pleasants, but before you're going right down to Holyrood, that corner at the bottom, that like takeaway pizza place on right on the corner is that's the bollocks. There's always a queue and there's always a wait because it's so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's open all night, I think.
Yeah. I haven't tried that.
Yeah, and there are places I find with Edinburgh that, like, one year they're amazing. There was a noodle place called Red Box.
I'm in love with Red Box.
Oh, God. I got obsessed with it. I went there. Yeah. You got a stamp, didn't you, as well? Like a loyalty card. I think one year I filled in 3 cards. That meant that some days I was double Red Boxing. I was double noodling. But it's gone to shit. Which I hate, actually. I should be careful. I don't like doing... Maybe it's great again. it was amazing. There was like a little window of years that was the place to get noodles.
I mean, well, year before... Wait, what year is it now?
2020.
So 2019.
Yeah.
I think. Yes, I remember getting... I was only getting wings from there. I never got like the full works. I was only getting wings.
Okay, well, I'm sure they're still doing wings well. Because it sounds like you know what you like and you know what you don't like.
Yes.
What's the swankiest thing you've ever eaten or the swankiest place you've ever gone to eat?
Do you know what? During lockdown, I went, me and my girlfriend at the time, we went and got burger and lobster takeaway. And
wicked.
Then went to, there's a place around the corner from there, the Oxford Circus Burger and Lobster called NAC. I can't remember what it stands for. And I got the mac and cheese from there and went back to our Airbnb and had it with our burger and lobster. And it was perfect.
Get in.
It was incredible. Also, Ellie White's birthday. Do you know Ellie White?
I don't know Ellie White, but I know her work and think she's amazing.
Yes. So she had a birthday and we went to an Italian restaurant in Clerkenwell. I can't remember what it was called. And I ordered lobster spaghetti.
Oh, was it right in the middle of Farringdon? There's a few really good Italian restaurants on that bend that goes up. If you come left out the station and then go right up round the bend towards Spitalfields, there's an Italian...
No, it's not that one. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But this one's on where the market is.
Exmouth Market.
And I had the lobster spaghetti there.
Oof!
I think about it so much. I'm always like, need to go back and have that. But I feel like it won't be. I'm scared it won't be the same.
No, it's tough, isn't it, when you've got this really excited memory of a thing. I had lunch today that I've only ever had once before, and it's just I made it from a cookbook, and it's really simple. It's like it's fennel, really gently fried fennel, and then halloumi, and you make to go with it a pea puree with like just slightly defrosted peas and mint and basil, and it's just that. It's so simple, but it's fucking amazing. And I must have had it about a year and a half ago. And I remember thinking, I remember it being one of those meals that I was like, this is a genius. It's Nigel Slater recipe. I was like, this is so clever. This has got everything.
Yeah.
And then I had a fennel bulb to use up and like was like, had this moment of remembering the recipe. And I did the same thing. I was like, what if it's not going to be the same? I won't lie, I did it better this time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think last time I maybe burnt the fennel a bit. I made it a little bit too golden, borderline brown. And this time, only just still like a bit of bite. Oh, great days.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, also, if there's going to be any upside to lockdowns for me, which I don't like I'd like to be around people, ideally having a cuddle.
Yeah.
It is that I level up lunchtime in a way that I wouldn't normally bother with.
Right, yeah.
It's fun to do, isn't it?
I'm not really into cooking.
Aren't you? Oh, that's interesting.
I like to do the quick stuff.
Right.
So, like, I'm happy to, like, breakfast, I'll do that every day.
Yeah.
And, like, quick stuff. I don't want to stand about in the kitchen. I don't want to wait for, even potatoes stresses me out.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like, bloody hell, another 25 minutes.
Yeah, like, what, a jacket potato, you mean, that's sitting in the oven all day or night?
But I mean, like, roast potatoes and stuff. It takes, like, 45 minutes. I'm like, come on! Get it done.
So you don't, like, take any joy from cooking at home?
Not really. I don't want to spend an hour in the kitchen making food. Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me about eating growing up. I don't know what your situation was, siblings, any of that. Did you ever do any cooking as a kid?
Me and my mum. Yeah. And then sometimes my dad. And my mum was very much like, get out of my kitchen. Until literally still to this day.
Really?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
very much so. The kitchen was like her place and she didn't want me in there like messing about or putting things in the wrong place or like getting things dirty. She's like, just get out. What do you want? Yeah. What do you want? I'll do it. but now I'm in my own place. I think that's where it's...
Do you wish she'd given you some basics?
Yeah, a little bit. But I've learned some other stuff from other people, from dating mostly. Also, like, I could have gone one of two ways. I could have gone, like, right now that I've got my own kitchen, I'm going to do as much as I want. Or what I have done, which is, like, I want to spend minimal time in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do, like, what I have done a few times is honey barbecue prawn and chorizo tagliatelle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That sounds nice and quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's loads of cool stuff. There's so much stuff you can do quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think, do you know what? I think because it sounds like you love flavour and eating and you sound so like into it and adventurous and passionate about it. Maybe it is just one of those things that's like, that it's just not that high up your list in terms of where your time and energies go at the moment.
No.
But like, I'm kind of hoping, I take no joy at all from gardening or growing shit. I've tried hard, you know, and, but I'm just hoping something's going to click in when I'm old.
Right.
Gardening, cryptic crosswords, and then my hope for you is an elderly love of cookery.
Right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Because I like when people talk about the thing that they've made and how much, like, and they what they tried this time and what worked. And I'm I like to hear about that. I'm not going to do it, but it's nice to hear.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. But what about, what are you like with plants?
What, as in keeping them alive?
I mean, do you feel like passionate about like keeping your plants going or like looking after them?
I think I've learned not to get too attached. Like, I think I've learned to know that it's in the lap of the gods.
Right,
like,
sure.
Every now and again, like for now, I even now feel like I'm superstitious enough that this is going to curse it. I've now got some herbs that have been alive for longer than I've ever kept any herbs alive, but they're the ones that are like nails, like rosemary, thyme and mint, the ones that are like apocalypse proof.
Wow,
everything else I'm never going to try again in my life to grow parsley or coriander or basil, and it's annoying because I cook them all the time. But I tell you what, like, yeah, I've got friends who are like, ooh, do you want to see how my this plant's coming on? Like flower or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I've
stopped even pretending to care. I'm in a WhatsApp group by accident called What's That Flower? Where, because a few people I know the names of flowers. You can take a picture of a flower and they'll tell you the name of the flower.
Right.
And because I've done things like take a picture of a daisy.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I'm going to be allowed to stay in the group for. Now, because I don't think I'm taking it seriously enough. But I mean, I love plants. I love, in terms of like give a shit about the environment deeply, not enough to always act on that actively. And I believe there's a enormous amount of privilege in being able to eat in a way that considers the environment, but I have that privilege, so I do try.
Yeah.
But I'm not a vegan or anything. I flirted with it. Have you got any particular tangy opinions or history with, like, I don't know, like, normally I ask it like this.
Mm.
Where do you think eating's going to go in the future in terms of the environment and technology? Where it will go and perhaps where you think it should go?
I think that people who are vegetarians and vegans and they feel passionately about it, as long as they keep it up, then other people don't have to.
Wow.
Bit of balance. And I can still go to Bodine's and get all the ribs. And then the vegans are balancing it out with the quinoa.
Right. Okay.
Sorted.
Okay. There we go. Oh, well, it's a straightforward answer.
As long as, like, we still got the bees and that.
Yeah.
And, like, as long as there's enough cows to do their thing with the grass.
Yeah. He's tickled himself with his own naughtiness.
As long as, like, everyone's still keeping up what they got to do, then it's good. I don't drink normal milk. That's the only thing.
Oh, really? Because of the planet, changed. Or you just don't like it?
I'd like to think it's a bit of both.
Yeah, fair play.
But also, I find almond milk quite nice.
Yeah, I like oat milk.
Right. I found vanilla almond milk. Alpro do a vanilla almond milk, so that's my jam.
That sounds nice. Did you just have it on its own? Or do you have it in your cereals?
No, I have it in my smoothies.
Yes.
And with my cereal, yeah.
materials. He's making smoothies. This is a, you say you don't like cooking, but you're making your own smoothies. Is that what you do for breakfast?
5 minutes situation. 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Stuff in, milk, what do you have in your smoothie typically? Bit of frozen things?
No, not really frozen much. We're talking strawberry, grapes, pear. Nice.
Grapes?
Yeah.
Never even thought about sticking a grape in there.
Pineapple sometimes.
Okay. Ooh.
Mango. If I can get some mango in there, we'll have a boy.
I buy frozen mango and stick that straight in instead of an ice cube.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan of that.
Where do you... I didn't know you could buy frozen
mango.
Any
supermarket. Even Catford Tesco's, babes.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
Yeah, it comes already chopped up. You don't even have to do the annoying chopping around the great big furry stone within.
Right.
Yeah.
That might be a game changer. Yeah.
I feel like I've given you a great, great, sweet, sweet tip.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Have you ever had a patch in your life where you ate the same thing every day?
Not every day, but when I was at drama school, I ate turkey dippers and smiley faces a lot.
Right.
Too much.
Do you think that was to do with what percentage of that was you really love smiley faces and turkey dippers? And what percentage of that was you had limited culinary skills?
Well, there was those two plus the fact that I had just moved out for the first time and I could literally eat whatever I want.
Oh, of course. The freedom thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, of course. The same reason why loads of people like first year at uni like just live off beer and chips, really.
Yeah, yeah,
there's nobody telling them that they have to have a vegetable. It's a wonder, isn't it, that there are more cases of like actual fucking scurvy at university, where the rebellion of kids who've been forced into vegetable consumption.
Yeah, I was just eating brown, beige. And I think I was alternating that with a frankfurter pasta.
Oh,
yeah, but I mean, that was filthy the way that I was doing that.
Talk to me about that. If it's filthy, I want to know about it.
A lot of pasta, boil it, strain that, then mayo, a lot of mayo, too much mayo, a lot of barbecue sauce,
okay,
then frankfurters in, and then just swivel that about on a plate, grated cheese on top.
Oi, oi, oi.
And I was doing that. I was alternating between that and turkey dippers and smiley faces.
Beautiful.
But I had a housemate, Clark, who in his spare time worked at a cookery school on the weekends.
Oh, wow.
And he would come home. He was from Chelsea.
Oh, Christ.
But he like... just knew the best places to get stuff and like the best meat and was getting the stuff from the best butchers and stuff. So he was coming home with like veal and duck.
Wow.
And like steak, like with proper stuff. And every now and then he'd cook something and I'd be like, this is the best thing I've ever had. And then I'd just go back to my turkey dinosaurs. I just hope for Clark to come back with some like...
Come on, Clark! It was Clark at drama school with you?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah. And has he ended up being a chef or an actor?
No, he's a producer now.
Oh, there we go.
a rather successful producer.
Smash him.
Yeah.
God. You've made me want to eat some of his cooking.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. Duck à la roge.
Duck à la roge. You've had that in real life?
Yeah, he made that.
Wow.
Yeah, he was spectacular in the kitchen.
Get in.
Yeah.
What a lovely thing to live with someone like that.
Yeah.
I briefly lodged with an aunt and uncle before my first solo show in Edinburgh for 6 months. I was like, I'll stay there for 6 months and save up.
Yeah.
Between like, you know, rooms in shared houses.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I ended up staying there for so long.
Really?
Years.
How long?
Years. Good few years. Nearly 2 years. But my uncle was an extraordinary cook. And he did the music for this podcast, actually.
Oh, great.
But he's such an amazing cook. But it made me very, very happy. And then it hit a point where I was like, I want a kitchen. Like, I want to. I think that's the other thing that can happen if you live with someone incredible at cooking, is you're like, I want the space to do this and to have a go at this and do some experimenting with this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask you some quick questions.
Yes.
And then I'm going to ask you a big last end question.
Okay.
Quick questions.
Yes.
5 second rule, yes or no?
It's not a yes or no for me because it depends what it is. Because like if you drop the pizza cheese side up, that's not a 5 second rule. Get that away. But if you drop like a croissant, then you can dust it off.
Yeah. It's already a little bit like dusty. It's almost as if it was designed to be dropped.
Exactly. So I can't.
I hear you. That's a valid answer. If there's literally no other option, would you eat a person?
Yes.
Great. hangover, what are you having?
I don't really get hangovers.
Okay. Because you are made of steel or you don't really drink?
I just decided, I didn't click the hangover thing. I was just like, no, I don't want to accept that.
What?
I stopped drinking vodka in 2015 and I haven't really had many hangovers since, only if I've gone absolutely mental on a birthday or something.
Wow. Somebody cast this man as a superhero.
Although I love leftover Chinese.
Oh, yeah,
me too. I think it's, sometimes it tastes better the next day.
I agree. Delicious. A wanker does a spell and everything in the world green gets turned into barbed wire. It's really so bad. Football is a massacre for the legs, spinach and feta pastries are ruined, and tree climbing is suicide. Luckily, the wanker has agreed to undo the spell, but only if you, and weirdly it does have to be you, Kyle, put 980 bins out in under an hour. It sounds impossible, but you do it! You're the hero of all people, forever and ever and ever! Your reward in reality is the adulation of all people of all time. You've gone down in history as a saviour of humankind, but your reward in the moment, and bearing in mind you're the happiest and the hungriest it's possible to be, is the feast of your dreams. And it's a fantasy feast of your dreams, so nothing has to be possible. I don't give a shit about healthiness, ethics, none of that.
Yes.
No consequences. Nothing even needs to be gettable possible. I'd love to know, in your dream situation, it's like the opposite of a last meal, what you would eat, drink, and if there's a who, with, and where, then who, with, and where, please.
Ooh. Wonderful. Marvellous question.
Yay.
This is what I want. This, some of this doesn't exist.
Yeah, great.
Have you ever had a glazed cruller from Krispy Kreme?
No.
So Krispy Kreme, you know the original glazed donut?
Yeah.
A few years ago, before it was discontinued, they had a glazed cruller, which was the same shape as a donut, but you could break off each bit. And it was just the perfect donut, and they stopped doing it. And I've tweeted them so many times about when they're going to bring that back.
Glazed cruller.
So So they're discontinued. I constantly tweet Krispy Kreme about it. They've told me that it's never happening, maybe 4 or 5 times, and I won't give up. And to have that, but like a panini version of it with pork belly.
Oh.
Inside. And very processed cheese, like the sliced ones that come with burgers.
Yeah.
That you put on the barbecue. With maybe a bit of red onion in there.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That and some chip shop chips.
That's what
I want. With cream soda.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Please.
Is there a who, with, and where?
Who, yes, with, and where? This This is the important bit. Because because obviously there's like people, like your dream dinner party people or whatever, but I don't really, during this moment of this, this meal, which doesn't exist, I don't really want to be distracted from the food.
Yep. Do you need to have no one there?
No one. Maybe a close friend that I know that I don't need to talk to.
Yeah.
Like one of my best friends, Elena. Okay. Sometimes we just sit in the same place and don't have to speak to each other.
Heaven.
Although I feel like she'd have a lot to say about what I'm eating. It's tough.
It's your fancy meal though, isn't it? So if you want her to be quiet, she'd have to be quiet about it.
That's a good point, yeah.
Irreverent. You could have Elena, but who's only allowed to say complimentary things about your dindin.
Yes, yeah. She's not very good at complimentary things in general, but... yeah. And where... Oh, do you know what? I just remembered. Me and my 5 years ago, no, 2014, me and my ex, we went to a place called Chapito Ameza, which is probably a butchering of the pronunciation, in Lisbon. And it's a restaurant above a castle. And the view is incredible. Oh. And you can see, like, you look out onto the water, but also, like, looking over Lisbon just at sunset. And I remember I had a steak there, and it was beautiful and old-fashioned. Maybe I'd swap the cherry soda for our old-fashioned.
You can have both.
What? Oh, my fancy God.
Meal. It's your fancy meal, so.
I'm not well, then, yes, please. Can I also get a scribble?
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? It's good. It's nice, isn't it? What a great answer. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yes. Thank you for asking me.
Follow Amazing Kael if you're not already. He's on Twitter, KF Red Hot. That's what he's on there as. Link in the podcast notes, as ever. He's in so much good stuff on the telly box at the moment. A lot of it that's returning with new series or with new series and Christmas specials, including Ghosts, which I adore. He is so good in that. Staff Let's Flats and Man Like Mo Bean, yum, yum, yum. And loads of other stuff. He's in sketch shows and all sorts. Look him up if you weren't already aware of him. What a lovely, funny man. Also, links to Cinnamon, where I got my cakes, and Rodney's Cake House, where he got his, are... oh God, all those cakes are so bloody delish. They're all in the podcast notes. Or you can look them up. I know Rodney's Cake House are on Instagram, very easily findable. If you want to try an odd box, you can get a tenner off your first box. Use the link in my podcast notes or on Twitter in the bio, at the Hoovering Pod. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram. Makes only a few quid for a box. They're so good. Feel free to support the podcast with lovely reviews and recommendations or with cold hard cash on either Acast supporter or become a patron at patreon.com/hoovering. Links to, as ever, to everything we mentioned in the whole of this podcast in the podcast notes. If you ever think the thing I'm looking for probably isn't in the notes, please have a look, because I spend fucking ages on those notes, so I hope anyone ever reads them. Okay, also, bloody hell, did you hear that cat meow? It's really far away, it's just got a really loud meow. Also, don't forget to listen, even though it's Christmas next weekend, because I've got the most Christmassiest episode ever of your dreams, because I am going to be hoovering with actual father fuck off Christmas, and I'm going to keep in my language to a child safe minimum. I can't guarantee none swears. I am going to try. Okay, well, follow me if you like on the internet at Jessica Foster Hugh on Instagram and Twitter. Anything longer than a tweet to send me, do me an email through my website, jessicafosterq.com. That's also where you'll find all of my rescheduled tour dates for 2021 for my show Hench, in case you're looking for a last-min Christmas present for anyone. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.